And the biggest aloha and a floral lei to put around your neck. Welcome in. You have once again found the audio venue known as the Tiki Lounge Remix, the home of Sonic Exotica, where I keep you up to date each week with the latest in global world sounds, digital noises, contemporary jazzes, all the fine music that I find for you each week and share with you here in the program. My name's Seth Jordan, your host, proprietor, and DJ in the lounge. And in this first hour of the program, we've got some great new sounds from one of Mali's finest guitarists, as well as some riveting new music from the Congo in Central Africa. We've got fresh sounds from Turkey and New York meets Tibet in the very best way possible. And if you are sticking around for the second hour of the program, our special guest is Sydney jazz bassist Mr. Jonathan Swartz, who's coming up here to Bellingen soon with an all-star supergroup of jazz players. We're going to be catching up with Jonathan. He won the ARIA Award for Best Jazz Recording in 2018. For his great album, Animarum. We'll be talking to him about that and all things jazz bassy here in the lounge in the second hour, so stick around. And to kick off proceedings, we're going to head to an album from Spanish-French artist Mr. Manu Chao. 20 years ago, he released the album Clandestino, and it really, really took off and made his career. To celebrate that 20th anniversary, they've re-released the album. They got a few extra tracks added on to this re-release. And the title track, Clandestino itself, in this remix version, features the great Trinidadian Tobago singer Miss Calypso Rose, who's 79 years old. So let's have a listen to Manu Chao and Calypso Rose, Clandestino, here in the Tiki Lounge.
See you.
With a track called Lekolo. That's the latest sounds out of Congo in Central Africa. Comes from a group called Kakoko, K-O-K-O-K-O, with an exclamation point at the end of it. Kakoko, from the brand new album Fongola, F-O-N-G-O-L-A, Fongola. It's out on the Transgressive label. It's a group that plays on instruments made out of found objects and putting them through all sorts of electronic loops. It's been done before in the Congo, but this group's doing it in a brand new way, and it sounds pretty good. It's making a big hit all around the world. Let's hear another track. This is called Identité from Kakoko in the Congo, here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
Hey! tomato don.
It's not called Waro, it's called Jigaya. That comes from the great Malian guitarist, Mr. Habib Kwate, from a brand new album from him. It's been a while since his last one. The new album out is called Kharifa, K-H-A-R-I-F-A. Kharifa, it's out on the Contre Jour label from France. Wonderful stuff, and good to have new music out from Habib Kwate, truly one of Mali's finest guitarists. And even though that particular track was fairly revved up, the album itself goes in rather traditional and acoustic direction, as opposed to his big band. He's been playing with the group Bamata for many, many years. Great, great band. But this is a somewhat quieter album, and it's great to have Habib back on the scene. Let's hear one more track from it. This is called Hakalina. Once again, Mr. Habib Kwate from the brand new album Kharifa here in the lounge.
Manikele amago burilla kokodoma angasega konike tumanikele amago burilla ala kikodoma kobena tumale. Save anga beula ko sankorota padande tumani kele kele bokele pedron tumani kele kele amago bodela kanga jamana faso bain bonongola.
Haller yollar, haller yollar, haller yollar insanlar.
track called Halo Yolar, which translates as Ways and Circumstances, from the Turkish group Baba Zula, from a brand new album from them, Derin Derin, D-E-R-I-N, Derin Derin. It's the latest from Baba Zula. They're quite a spectacular band. They've been out here to Australia before, performed at Warm Adelaide and toured a bit around the country. Pretty wild, pretty psychedelic group out there, and their albums are always a treat. Derin Derin from Baba Zula. I think we got time for one more from there. This is a track called Port Pass, once again from Turkey. This is Baba Zula.
Çıkartalım. Çizginin arkası lütfen. Bozuk para. Anahtar. Telefon. Bir insan ya.
Thank you.
That's another group from Turkey. It's called Derya Yildirim and the group Simsek, S-I-M-S-E-K, Simsek. And they're led by the female singer Derya Yildirim. It comes from a new album from them called Kar Yagar. That's K-A-R-Y-A-G-A-R. Kar Yagar. It's out on the Bongo Joe label. And group Simsek features musicians from Turkey as well as from England and France and Italy as well. So quite a multicultural group. Sounding good on this new album. Well, there's another new album out that I featured a teaser track to you a few weeks ago here on the program. It's a combination of Miss Laurie Anderson from New York City, Tenzin Chogyal, Australian-Tibetan multi-instrumentalist, and New York composer Jesse Paris Smith. The album is called Songs from the Bardo, and it's really a guided journey through the visionary text of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It unfolds into an 80-minute ebb and flow of sounds and words that's meant to really draw the listeners into the present moment and provide a framework for understanding the Tibetan Buddhist philosophy. Laurie Anderson adopted Buddhism as her own creed a number of years ago, along with her late husband, the rock and roller Lou Reed, who might seem like an unlikely Buddhist, but he was certainly on the path. The album features Tenzin's beautiful vocals and instrumentation, Jesse Paris Smith's compositions, along with Laurie Anderson's voiceover reading sections of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. So sit back and enjoy for a little while. Songs from the Bardo, Laurie Anderson, Tenzin Chogyal, Jesse Paris Smith. We're starting off here with the Heart Sutra song here in the Tiki Lounge.
gati parasama gati bodhi
Awakened One. Now you will move on and experience the bardo of Dharmata. So recognize what I show you without distraction. In your confusion, you will wonder what has happened to you. Do not be afraid or bewildered. You have what is called a mental body of karmic imprints. You have no physical body of flesh and blood. So whatever sounds, colors, and rays of light appear, they cannot hurt you. Samsara is reversed, and everything you see will appear as lights and images. It is simply enough to recognize them as your own self-display and know this to be the bardo, the between. of space, not rise up his enemy. May you see the realm of the Blue Buddha. May the element of water not rise up his enemy. May you see the realm of the White Buddha. May the element of earth not rise up as enemy. May you see the realm of the yellow Buddha. May the element of fire not rise up as enemy. May you see the realm of the red Buddha. May the element of air not rise up as enemy. May you see the realm of the green Buddha. May the rainbow of elements not rise up as enemies. May you see the realms of all the Buddhas. Awakened one, the whole of space will shine with a blue light, and blessed Vairocana will appear before you from the central realm, all-pervading circle. His body is white, and he embraces his consort, the queen of Vajra space. The blue light of consciousness, in its basic purity, the wisdom of Dharmadhatu, will come towards you from the heart of Vairocana and his consort, and pierce you so that your eyes cannot bear it. Do not be frightened or bewildered by the luminous, brilliant, and very sharp and clear blue light of supreme wisdom, for it is the light ray of the Buddha, which is called the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu. It is blessed Vairocana coming to invite you as you cross the dangerous pathway of the Bardo. Take refuge in it. It is the light ray of Vairocana's compassion. Second day, a white light, the purified element of water, will shine, and blessed Vajrasattha Akshobhya will appear before you from the blue eastern realm of complete joy. His body is white, and he embraces his consort, Buddhalokana. He is accompanied by two male and two female bodhisattvas, so that six Buddha forms appear. The white light, a form in its basic purity, the mirror-like wisdom, will come towards you from the heart of Vajrasattva and his consort. On the third day, a yellow light, the purified element of earth, will shine, and blessed Ratnasambhava will appear before you from the yellow southern realm, the glorious. His body is yellow, and he embraces his consort, Mamaki. The yellow light of feeling, in its basic purity, the wisdom of equality, will come towards you from the heart of Ratnasambhava and his consort. Element of fire will shine, and blessed Amitabha will appear before you from the red western realm, the blissful. His body is red, and he embraces his consort, Pandaravasini. The red light of perception, in its basic purity, the wisdom of discrimination, will come towards you from the heart of Amitabha and his consort. On the fifth day, a green light, the purified element of air, will shine, and blessed Amoghasiddhi, Lord of the Circle, will appear before you from the great northern realm. Accumulated actions. His body is green in color, and he embraces his consort, Samayatara. The green light of concept, in its basic purity, the action accomplishing wisdom, will come towards you from the heart of Amoghasiddhi and his consort. Do not be afraid of the brilliant lights, luminous and clear, sharp and bright. Recognize them as wisdom, and let your mind rest in a state of non-action. If you recognize the lights as the natural radiance of your own mind, all the forms, lights, and rays will merge inseparably with you, and you will attain. Enlightenment.
You've been listening to Laurie Anderson, Tenzin Chogyal, and Jesse Pear Smith from the album Songs from the Bardo on the Smithsonian Folkways label. And that's all we've got for this first hour of the program. Hope you're sticking around for the second one. The program, of course, is produced in the studios of 2BBB in Bellingen, New South Wales, and heard on stations all around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. And the program is made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Check them out online, cbf.com.au. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we've got jazz bassist Mr. Jonathan Swartz. talking about his craft. Hope you can stick around on your own good community station.
Don't build a house on that sand. It makes me sick.